Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio. We are on the phone with Matthias Wouter-Knoll, the new director of the European Film Market in Berlin. Hello, Matthias, how are you?
Hello, good morning, Angelo.
I just wanted to ask you first, what is the biggest change of coming from the Tallinn campus to the AFM?
Well, the biggest change is that the Berlinale Talents program is not a market program, and the European Film Market, of course, is a market, absolutely. There's a lot of things that are quite connected to both events, actually, that run at the Berlinale. Berlinale Talents was, of course, a program, or is a program, that helps emerging people to get access to the market and to prepare themselves for the market, and also to make sure that they connect to the right people at the market. So in that sense, within the Berlinale, for me, it has been a very good way to get to know the market myself as well, because I've been working on that in the past 6 years. The market itself, the European film market, is very different. I mean, I've been working as a producer before I came to Berlin. I've been working for a co-production market and sales market in Amsterdam as well. So I have some experiences with markets, but running a market yourself is quite a new experience, I can tell.
And how are you keeping up?
Well, I'm enjoying myself, so that's a good sign,
That's a perfect sign. That's the perfect sign, yeah, of course.
That's a good start, yeah. I mean, the first market still has to take place where I'm involved. So in that sense, let's see how it goes. But I have a good feeling, and I think we've been able to, and I'm happy about that, we've been able to really work on a couple of things we'd like to improve, a couple of trends or developments that maybe already started in the past years, and we were really able to give that a little bit of a push. And when I say we, it's of course also the team of the European film market, because it's a very good team, and it also allows me as a new director to join in and develop a couple of things that are actually able to take a shape within 1 year, and then we'll see how they work in February.
Absolutely. Listen, I know that there are some new initiatives at EFM this year, so can you tell us something about those?
Yeah, we have a couple of new initiatives, and most of them are actually results of things that we've been seeing happening already in the past years. To give some very concrete examples, I think in a time where people are more than ever easy to reach and in touch with each other all the time, I think we felt specifically at the European Film Market that it's important to create spaces for people where they can meet the right people. European Film Market is a big market. Many people will probably meet each other anyway, but we help people a little bit to find the right people more easily. So we created, for example, this year a producers hub for producers attending the market, not because we want to make sure that more producers attend or because we don't trust people to be able to connect to each other, but it's sometimes hard to find a quiet and good space for people to sit together.
You're totally
talk
right.
To each other and also maybe meet funders that happen to be in the same room. And we created a place this year. The same thing is with the new EFM Buyers Lounge. Buyers are, of course, very important for the market, and we wanted to create a place where they can do their meetings, work in a concentrated way. And these places did not exist before. It sounds like a quite infrastructural change, which it is. For us, it was important to have it in the main building, the Martin Gropius Bau of the EFM. And we hope that people will not only, of course, use these spaces, but also that it will help improve the experience of the market and also help improve the work that they have to do there. There's a couple of other changes that we implemented this year as well. One of it is, you might have read about it in the press, that we will welcome a number of people from the drama series industry this year.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I read that. I was really intrigued by this because drama.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's again not something where we felt, okay, what shall we do? Let's just like try to figure out which group we might invite to the market. These people have been there already in the past years. Mm-hmm. And the main reason is that actually we all know the people who do produce high-quality drama series, whether it comes to producers or the creators, showrunners, directors of them. And I think increasingly people who have been working for a long time in the film industry are shifting also to working on drama series, combining it with films that they are working on as well. And I think also for newcomers in the industry, the drama series industry offers an opportunity for them to gain experience and to maybe also make a shift from working on drama series to film later on. So it's basically coming from both sides. Mm-hmm. And by acknowledging the fact that these people are already attending the market in Berlin in the past years, we felt, why don't we make an official place for them? Because it's an interesting part of the business that's being done, I think, nowadays in the film industry as well. So what we did is that on the 9th and the 10th of February, which is the start of the second part of the market, we'll basically have lots of screenings of drama series within the regular market screenings. We have a couple of panels. We have invited some buyers that maybe have not attended the EFM before as well. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have the producers and the creators of series that normally come to Berlin. And we bring them all together in a couple of events during these 2 days.
This is really interesting. This is a new step forward for a film market, I think.
For film market, yes. I mean, we shouldn't forget, of course, that there is markets in the world where actually the television industry is very present. So it's not something new per se. What is new is that I think that within a classical film market,
exactly,
that the EFM has been and wants to stay as well. I mean, we're not trying to become a television market or want to become a film and television market in the future.
That.
We won't do that. But I think when it comes to high-end drama series, where there is a cinematic quality to it, where we know that the same people that make films are working on it, so they're used or they have their experience and skills of telling complex stories, having access to interesting high-profile cast and so on, these are the kind of things where we feel that we can also show them in the market because there's a market for it. Audiences want to see these films, and people are very keen on, I think, also acquiring this kind of content for local markets, whether it comes whether it's television channels, but of course also online platforms that are increasing in many territories as well.
Exactly. Can you just tell us something also about the startups, the EFM startups?
Yeah, that's actually it's a very small project, but I think it's a very interesting one for the EFM, and there's one main reason. EFM is a European film market. We focus on the international film industry, and the international film industry comes to Berlin for, let's say, 8 days during the market. But I think the sheer fact that we take place in a city as Berlin, where in the meantime there's over 6,000 startup companies, and locally there's a lot of support and also attention for these German or international entrepreneurs who come to Berlin to set up small companies with innovative ideas. I think there's a lot of potential to actually bridge the gap between people with innovative ideas. They might be technology-driven ideas. They might also be marketing-driven ideas to bridge the gap between them and the film industry. So what we've done, and I think how the market in Berlin sees itself as well, we want to make sure that we offer the visitors of the market the right selection of startups from Berlin, meaning we've selected 10 people where we feel that their ideas might actually be very interesting for some people in the film industry and will actively connect them to each other. So it's not the aim to basically have people starting working together with startups that are based in Berlin or something like that. But the fact that we're taking place in Berlin, the fact that we're the first film market in the year, so people are basically open, mm-hmm. I think, in February as well, to new ideas, to new innovations, to see how they might develop their company further, how they might adapt to the market, how they might implement new existing technological possibilities in the way they distribute films and the way they market their films. I think we can help them getting new ideas and inspire them a little bit during their time in Berlin at the market.
Perfect. Listen, I wanted to ask you, as you have been a producer before and you work in the movie industry, in the film industry, in the festivals and markets for a long time, which are, on your opinion, the most important challenges that a producer has to face today?
Well, I think for a producer in general, a producer is somebody who makes it possible for a creative team to make a film. I consider a producer also part of that creative team, of course, depending on the role of the producer. But I think in the end, the role of the producer is to make sure that strong creative ideas can be realized. And that means Of course, that money should be found, but yeah. not only money should be found to produce the film and to pay for the expenses that need to be made, but I think the role of the producer increasingly is also to think about for whom the film is made and who should watch it, and also to make sure that the film is actually seen by audiences. Of course, there is a long tradition of working together with a great number of people, whether it's film funds, whether it's distributors, whether it's sales agents. I think there's a great infrastructure for that. People have done it for a long time. But I think nowadays producers have the challenge also to realize that these existing structures might not work for them for each film project that they work on. So they have to be a little bit more versatile when it comes to thinking of new ways, being more flexible, and also coming up with new ways of financing, but also of new ways of marketing and distributing films sometimes themselves, because it might be easier, cheaper, and quicker to do that.
Exactly. This is leading to my last question, which is about the new way of distributing movies, which is the VOD, the internet, and stuff, which is not the official and classical way we're used to. How do you think that this fact is affecting a film market?
Well, a film market is in my opinion, nothing more than a reflection of how the industry is. And I think there should be a dialogue between what the film market offers and what the industry is looking for. So the market should also offer new possibilities and show and present new possibilities, or people having initiated those possibilities, for other people to get the idea or to discuss about it or to see how different territories in different parts of the world are dealing with changes or shifts in how to work. On the other hand, the market is not the place where distribution is being done. I mean, we're in that sense an event where the industry gathers together, and we can play or show or present what is being done in the industry. So it's a little bit of an interactive thing, and I think the role of a market is to do that right, not just to sit and wait for things to come, but also to actively follow and see what new trends or developments are, and making sure that people can rely on the market as well when it comes to having the feeling that they might find new ideas there, or that they will get an update about how things might develop, also where they can share opinions or share ideas about how things change in their specific country, for example. So a market should be a little bit there, not only a place where things can be bought and sold, but I think also to walk around and see what is being bought and sold and in which way, and exactly. Most importantly, also in which way we all feel a market should be in the future. And I think that's something the market should be working on with the industry together.
Very clear, and I agree totally with you, by the way. Thanks a lot for your availability with us today, and we are going to bother you again at the end of the market just to see how it worked. Thanks a lot again, and it was Matthias Wouterknoll, the new director of the EFM in Berlin, with Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.